I didn't think I would have time to do it, and I would not have had I not changed my strategy, but yesterday I was able to finish my rewatch of the 90s Flash series starring John Wesley Shipp. Now, I call it a rewatch, but in reality, most of that was just a watch. I'm realizing I had only seen a couple of those episodes. I thought I had seen maybe half the series. Like in my mind, I had always thought I knew I didn't see it all, but I thought I'd maybe seen a half. But no, it turns out what I had seen was the pilot episode / movie dozens of times, but not the rest of it. Now, I wanted to rewatch it because not only is John Wesley Shipp part of the DCCW right now, he's going to be appearing in Elseworlds. Now, okay, who's surprised? You know, he played Henry Allen. He played Jay Garrick. So sure. And Jay Garrick, I mean, Henry's not, but Jay Garrick is still very much alive. Well, he's playing in Elseworlds Barry Allen, his Barry Allen in his costume. And so I decided I can't assume he's going to be in it a ton. I don't assume they're going to be picking up on some big, huge, loose, left-hanging open plot threads. And really, there weren't any. You know, it really was largely a Freak of the Week type scenario, Freak of the Week type episode or type season, really. But I just wanted to know this Flash so that any homages, any allusions, any mannerisms, anything, even the music, I wanted it to be familiar going into Elseworlds. I really hope that we do hear the Flash theme song from the 90s show in Elseworlds at some point. You know, it's funny, the show is definitely a product of its time, like the technology, they don't even use cell phones but a couple times, and they're comically big when I did see them. It's a product of its time. The special effects are very much of its time. But all in all, I thought it held up pretty well. You know, you look back past the dated fashion and special effects, and you still got good story. I would have liked it if the show had done, you know, it had 22 episodes, if it had done more with rogues from the Flash. You know, you did see Captain Cold. You did see the Trickster a couple times. You saw Pollux, who was a not quite evil, but a misguided clone of the Flash, putting him in a blue suit, basically his costume, but in blue, not unlike in Blackest Night stuff when he was had the ring of blue, the Hope ring, and his suit was blue in the comics. If you read that, it's very similar. But you had Pollux, you had Mirror Master, and that's pretty much it as far as I know, as far as comics villains go. Now, there was a character named the Nightshade who was kind of like the equivalent of from the JSA timeframe, where he was a retired vigilante. He kind of reminded me what the Sandman looks like. Not the Spider-Man Sandman, but the JSA version of the Sandman. He looked a lot like that. From what I could tell, there have been characters named Nightshade in the comics, but it's not this character. They just used the name. But he appeared in a couple episodes and almost took on a mentor-type role for Barry. I enjoyed those. You've got Murph and Bellows, the two police officers who are in almost every episode, and the police captain. I liked all of those characters a lot. Tina, I thought, was great throughout the whole series. You didn't have, and Nora Allen and Henry Allen do make appearances, but you didn't have a ton of other Flash characters. Iris West is only in the pilot episode, and then she disappears and she's completely gone from the entire show. In fact, I think they mentioned her in the next episode, and that's it. If you have DC Universe, I'd recommend you check it out. I mean, I think for me, my favorite episode was Fast Forward, where Pike, who's the villain in the first season, or in the first episode, and he had killed Barry's brother, whom, in the comics, Barry did have a brother, but it wasn't this person, but they named this guy Jay, which was, you know, a nice touch related to Jay Garrick. But in the Fast Forward episode, he gets out of jail. He essentially blows up a bomb or like a small nuke or something right on top of Barry as he's running at his top speed, and he gets propelled 10 years in the future. And the rest of the episode is Barry dealing with that, finding his friends like Julio and Tina in 10 years in the future, which was 2001 at the time, and then having to get back to the present. But I think that was my favorite episode of the show. But all in all, I would definitely recommend this if you have access to watch it, if you bought the season or have it on DVD or have DC Universe. Obviously, no, you don't need to try and watch this before Elseworlds. They're going to give you anything you need to know about it. We already knew that this show took place on one of the Earths of the DCCW because in season 2 of the current Flash series, there is an episode where Barry travels to Earth 2 and you get glimpses of different things. And one of those glimpses is of this Flash. But bottom line, I enjoyed it. I had fun with it. I don't know if or when I'll watch it again, but it was enjoyable. Now, I said I changed my strategy on how I was watching it earlier, and I don't think I ever went into that. Basically, I just decided I'm not going to have time to sit in front of a television and watch each roughly 45-minute episode or whatever it was, you know, the way a television show should be watched, where, you know, you're watching on the TV and you're giving it your attention. But what I was able to do was download it to my phone and watch it 20 minutes here and 10 minutes there and 15 minutes over there. And doing that, I was able to get through the episodes, and I don't regret it. I was able to finish it where I wouldn't have. So mission accomplished. I was entertained. I'm looking forward to seeing John Wesley Shipp back as the Flash. It gave me an appreciation for even more of the characters from this show that we've actually seen in the current Flash show. You know, obviously Tina's appeared a few times. Julio's been in an episode or two. Bellows was like the mayor of Central City. And then the prank, the trickster's sort of girlfriend, you know, she appeared in one of these episodes, and they have the same actress playing her in the current Flash. So I really appreciated that, and it's gave me a better appreciation of those. All right, if you've watched the 90s Flash, let me know what you think of it. Brentac Prime on Twitter.